Hi, my name is JC Dominguez, and this is, well, what I'm going to be talking about right now is prison reform in the United States. I feel like one big problem about, like, prison reform in the United States is how, like, in a sense, it's not really helping, like, the ex-cons, like, the people getting out, and the people that are in prison currently. I feel like we're not, it's not, like, a matter talked about a lot, and I feel like it should be talked about more. It is said that over 80% of the released prisoners come back within time. So, obviously, something about, like, our prison reform system isn't working. I don't know what it is, but the systems that we have set up for people that are coming out of prison isn't working for some reason. I feel like either we're just not really paying much attention to it, or we're not, like, in a sense, like, including all, like, doing as much as we can, in a sense. I feel like since we have, since we're one of the most developed countries around, I feel like we should have a better understanding of, like, why, like, the prison reform isn't working. Like, it even says that even though our justice system, rehab, and increased public safety has been ineffective, which leads up to the 80% of those prisoners that leave to come back anyways. And it's just mind-blowing to see that 80% of these prisoners, or ex-cons, that were people that were released from prison, to come back. That's just insane. That's a lot of people coming back to prison. And I feel like that should be more touched on. Another problem is how we can, whenever, like, these ex-cons, whenever they're getting rearrested, or, like, they're getting arrested again, it's usually within 3 years or 5 years. And a study states that within 3 years of release, about two-thirds of released prisoners were rearrested, and then the 5 years of release, three-quarters of released prisoners were rearrested. That's a lot of people getting arrested, and it doesn't seem like to be, like, hitting on, like, our government. Like, no one talks about our prison reform, no one talks about improving prison reform, and I feel like that should be a much more, like, talked about topic. I feel like some ways you can, like, increase prison reform is just by, like, having, like, family therapy, or teaching them, like, basic knowledge that they need to get, or, like, soft skills that companies are looking for, like, in people, and, like, the in everyday life, soft skills that can help them, like, be more, how should I say, more open to companies that, like, wouldn't typically hire, like, ex-cons, but, like, if they have these skills, like, already developed, and, like, inside of, like, in their brains, they're probably most, like, more likely to be, like, picked up than just, like, not having any soft skills, and just going out, and just being an ex-con. I feel like soft skills should be taught. I feel like teaching them about, like, what's going on in our world currently. Because remember, our world and the United States is, like, currently, like, we're always, like, evolving as time passes. And maybe someone that's been in prison for, like, 10 years comes out. They don't know anything that's happening in the world. The only thing they know about is probably, like, the crime they committed, or, like, selling drugs or joining gangs. And so that's the first thing they'll go to if they're not taught about, like, the new and the evolving world. We should talk about how the world is evolving, how, like, how to work, how to restock markets, how to, like, maybe even, like, some of them probably didn't even finish high school, so teach them about, like, getting a GED, help them on that, teach, like, in a sense, like, help them, like, go back through a process of, like, learning, in a sense. Don't, like, force it on them, but, like, have it as an option. Have, like, talk to their families that they had in previous, like, oh, well, before they got arrested. Talk with their families, have their families talk to the to the prisoner. Probably they'll be more open if their family members, like, decide to go ahead and talk to them about, like, taking on to, like, these programs that the United States have to offer. I feel like having family therapy too, like, having, like, the prisoner there, or, like, the ex-con there with the family, and, like, having them, like, talk it out and, like, talk about change rather than going back and going through that entire cycle of just going back to prison, getting out of prison, joining a gang, selling drugs, go back into prison. You see, like, there's so many things that we can do, that we have so many, like, available resources that we're just not thinking of. And I feel like we can make a better change, a better, and create better prison reform. And Like, and for example, I didn't really do much on this, but like in Sweden, supposedly like, they have like therapy sessions a lot over there. They have like people like helping each other out, having family therapy sessions. And I feel like we should also like take a look on like how everybody else handles like their prison reform. Other than that, I feel like prison reform is a big thing. We shouldn't be having 1.5 million individuals in prison. I don't think that's a good thing to have. I feel like as Americans, as the United States, we wouldn't want our own people to be locked up. We want our people to be like prospering and growing as like a community in a sense. And we should all prosper and grow. And I feel like that number should be way lower than that. And it's all up to us to change. Other than that, thank you.